Today is March 19th. This is Kirk Bowden. You're listening to TDAD Talk. Here are your headlines. Trinidad and Los Animas County to receive COVID funding. City Council approves water contract, ballot counters, and a new Trinidad Arts and Culture Advisory Board member. New COVID vaccination group eligible today, and Trinidad State quarantine to largely end on Saturday. Today's weather, sunny with a high near 60 degrees, southwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 33, with southwest winds also around 10 miles an hour. Our top stories today are brought to you by Main Street Live and their production of Social Security. Our lead story, Congress passed the American Rescue Act of 2021 that will allow the city of Trinidad to receive $1.76 million and Los Animas County to receive $2.8 million for COVID relief, according to Senator Hickenlooper's office. The city does not have information to share yet on the specific plans on the use of the funding, but there are ideas being thought of as of Wednesday afternoon, said Mike Valentine, Trinidad City Manager. In local news, Trinidad City Council moved business forward at the regular City Council meeting Tuesday night, March 16th. Council approved the contract with Dr. Water Association, approved Pat Fletcher's appointment as Arts Council Advisor Committee, and passed a resolution concerning ballot counts. Dr. Water Association, an extraterritorial water customer north of the city limits, has its contract approved by the City Council Tuesday evening. The existing contract was set to expire in August of this year. Pat Fletcher's appointment to Trinidad Arts and Culture Advisory Committee was approved Tuesday night by the unanimous vote by Trinidad City Council. The City Council also approved a resolution to appoint people to perform the ballot count for the certification of the Trinidad Police Department Bargaining Unit election. On the health front, Governor Jerry Polis said last week that residents age 50 and above will be eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine starting Friday, March 19th. This phase of the vaccine distribution also includes several frontline workers who previously haven't been eligible. That includes those in the Postal Service, restaurant, higher education, and those over the age of 16 with one high-risk condition. Once again, this broadcast is sponsored by Main Street Live and their performance of Social Security. It's about family, for better or worse. Well, mostly worse. The play begins March 19th and runs the 19th, 20th, and 21st, and March 26th, 27th, and 28th. To purchase tickets, go online at mainstreetlive.org. That does it for TDAD Talk on March 19th. I'm Kirk Loudon. Have a great day.